Well, it'd be really special. You know, it's not something that a lot of people have done, and it's especially a unique small class of people that have done it for the Browns. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's special if it happens, and we'll cross our fingers and wait to find out tonight. It's always a special feeling because it's a recognition of being the best at what you do in the world, and I don't think that ever can get old. I think it does, because typically if you're the team that's winning a lot, you're the ones that are going to be getting a lot of the votes. And in my 8 years, we haven't had a whole lot of success. Obviously, we're starting to turn the corner this year, which is exciting. And so I'm hoping that in years going forward, there's going to be a lot of guys from the Browns that'll be at the Pro Bowl, and hopefully I'll be one of them. Yeah, it looks like right now, you know, Connor will be in there. He did a great job today. I was impressed, since nobody's heard or seen from him from the one offense in a long time, because even going back to training camp, I can't remember taking really any reps with him. But he stepped right in today and hardly made any mistakes calling the plays, and I was impressed. I mean, I don't really know his background from college, but apparently he was pretty successful in college. So, well, I'm hopeful that next year we'll have one guy, and we'll have him the whole year, and he'll lead us to the playoffs. So it's never a good thing when you have a bunch of different quarterbacks, because usually it means you're not having success.